All right, it's the BBP after the Bengals fell to 0-2 on the season to the 49ers, 41-17 for their home opener. Guys, I was a tad bit shocking down at Paul Brown Stadium on Sunday afternoon.
That was a demolition, beat down, annihilation. I mean, I can go on and on and on. And the first play, couple plays of the game, it pretty much set the tone. I mean, you had a penalty on the kickoff. Then, I mean, Joe Mixon fumbling the ball. I mean, it was, man, it was an ugly contest all throughout the game.
I mean, it was an ugly start. And then they kind of, it seemed like a game there for a little while. And then the game just got out of hand. I mean, I don't know, like it just, I was sitting there, I was on the field and I was like, what is going on? This isn't the same team that played in Seattle last week. I know it was a loss last week by a point, but this just didn't seem like the same team whatsoever.
It's funny you say that, actually, and I'll start with offense, but I know the biggest issue right now is defense, because I actually went over to John Ross and I said, did it feel like when it was raining, it was just pouring in all three phases? And look, he scored at the end, which I know a lot of people are like, oh, it doesn't matter, just put points on the board, whatever. But there was a moment in the game where John Ross just saw the end zone and he knew it too. And he's like, man, that could have been a game changer. There were several things. And even Zach Taylor said after the game, it's mental mistakes, but you guys, can you fix the tackling?
Yeah, tackling was atrocious. I mean, as soon as Matt Breida, Kareem's guy, would get to the second level of the defense, it would, like, the linebackers, the safeties, the cornerbacks, it was just missed tackling galore. And, I mean, Matt Breida had a field. He averaged 10 yards a carry.
Wow.
It's very hard to do that in the NFL. And 10 yards a carry, that's a first down every time he touched the ball. They had him looking like a second coming of Frank Gore
that's
for the 49ers.
It's true, you know, and I think the question, you know, is tackling fixable? I think tackling is fixable. I think that's something that can be taught and worked on. But if you're not tackling well at this level, by the time you reach this level, I think you got bigger problems. And in talking about the running game, the 49ers running game, I mean, they were down a back in Tevin Coleman, or arguably their top back, and they had Breida, who's a second string, well, 1B when Coleman is healthy. And I said that Breida's a, you know, pretty good, really good player. And again, I don't know if the Bengals' run defense was really bad, or was it Breida looking really good? Maybe a combination of both, but they made him look like Barry Sanders out there.
Well, Kareem, you were on the sideline. Did they look slippery or something?
Well, I mean, I you know, one thing I notice about when I'm on the sidelines, you know, this is my fifth season doing this, I notice the physicality of the game, when mm-hmm. games are physical and when games are not. I didn't hear the big hits. I didn't hear grunts. I didn't hear the strong physical play that you typically associate with NFL football or NFL defenses. And I didn't, you know, I saw it there at the end of the game where Dre Kirkpatrick was trying to make a tackle on Raheem Mostert. Is it Mostert or Mostert? I heard it both ways today.
Mostert.
Mostert with a long O. With Mostert, and he just ran right over him. And that was at the end, I think it was in the late third, maybe in the fourth quarter, I was like, all right. You know, the game was already kind of getting away from everybody already, but I was like, all right. That really just sums up the game right there. You know, when Mostert, definitely the third string running back, is just running over your starting corner. And Jeff Wilson Jr., who they got off the practice squad yesterday or whatever, scored two touchdowns. I mean, that the tackling is fixable, but they need to get this thing fixed defensively in a hurry.
What happened to the D-line?
Yeah, well, credit to the 49ers offensive line. I know Joe Staley got hurt, their best offensive lineman, later on in the game, but they blew the Bengals defensive line off the ball. Those running backs had holes, and like I was saying, as soon as the running backs got to the second level of the defense, they were oftentimes making the linebackers, making the safeties miss. I mean, when you average 10 yards a carry and then the second string running back averages 6 yards a carry, I mean, you're running all day down their throat and you can't stop it. They ran the football over 40 times for 259
Ooh.
Yards. You are not going to win a football game if you allow 200 yards rushing. They almost allowed 300 yards on the ground, ooh, on your home field. It was just a demolition. I'm telling you, it was a sight for sore eyes, I tell you what.
Look, a lot of people looked at the game against Seattle and said that was a moral victory, and they had all this confidence and everything like that. And I think you see this defense, and it brought back the 2018 flashbacks. And I'm going to go around the room right now. Is this a bad team after two games or just a bad game?
Well, I think it's a small sample size to say it is a bad team. It is week two, and you still have 14 games ahead of you. Zach Taylor said as much after the game. However, you have the Baltimore Ravens, who are 2-0. And, I mean, you got to start picking up some games if this team says their goal is to make the playoffs. Well, they're already two games back, and there's only been two games. So, I mean, at some point, you have to start getting some wins. And week three is going to be huge, because if you fall in the 0-3 deficit, it's
basically a wrap after that.
Yeah. I mean, you still got the Patriots ahead in your schedule. You got to play the Ravens twice, the Steelers. I mean, you get 0-3 and you haven't even touched your division yet.
That's wild. And, you know, is the question, you know, is this a bad football? Was this a bad football team, or was just this a bad game, right? We knew going into the season that they would have this would be a below average football team. Not a bad team. We didn't know it was going to be a bad team, but we were talking, 5, 6, 7 wins.
Mm-hmm.
And when we looked at the predictions and when the schedule came out and, the national guys and the national people saying 3 wins for the Bengals, this game, when we looked at the schedule, when I looked at the schedule, I was like, okay, I circled this one as a win.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't, if we're not beating the San Francisco 49ers, who in their own right are an average to below average football team,
mm-hmm,
I don't want to sound the alarm and be an alarmist here and say this team is bad, but it's not looking good.
No.
Yeah, well,
41-17 blowout season opener against a team that you probably should have beat.
you say it's funny. You say you don't want to sound. You said you don't want to sound the alarm.
Right.
Well, you can see the alarm. The alarm is around the corner now.
Yeah.
You see it right there.
Yes,
you're not going to push it yet,
that's
but
right.
you see it. It's getting close by.
It was an honest locker room, too, and we went to most of the defensive guys. And the offense had their issues. We'll get to that in just a moment. But Dre Kirkpatrick was a guy who just stood up in there and he said, "Yeah, can't dwell on it." And I want to get to that piece right now.
This sucks. It sucks. No doubt. It sucks. It's a bitter taste in my mouth. And I feel like I left plays out there. There's plays out there I could have made. So, we get another opportunity. Play good 1 week, play bad next week. We got to learn how to be consistent in that range. We got to find whatever it is, whatever that push, whatever that drive is, we just got to find it, man. We got to find it fast. It's no time to wait.
And one of the questions that was asked to the offense and the defense, do you forget about today or do you watch that tape to fix those mistakes?
Yeah, Zach Taylor said that they're going to own this loss and they're going to watch the tape to see what mistakes they made, and there were a plethora of them, from tackling the football to miscues. I mean, half the time out there when Jimmy Garoppolo was throwing the football, these receivers were wide open, starting from the first quarter. Marquise Goodwin caught that. I mean, he faked like he was going to be around the line of scrimmage and blocking, and then he ran a wheel route to the outside, and it was like the defense was totally mystified. I was closer to Marquise Goodwin when I was in the press box. It was pretty bad.
I think it's a combination of both, Lindsay. You really need to look back at this tape and say, okay, we really messed up here, and here. Okay, but don't dwell on it, and you got to just forget it, because you have to say to yourself, okay, we're 0-2. Let's digest what we can from this game and then move on. Because the NFL schedule and the NFL season, you get one game a week, but it goes mm-hmm. by fast.
Yep.
And, it's Sunday and Monday, you review the tape, Tuesday's off, Wednesday you're back at practice. So, it goes by fast. Chew on it, take away what you can, learn from the mistakes, but then you just got to forget it. Because if you dwell on this, it's not going to, you're not going to get any better week three at Buffalo.
We've hit on the defensive problems. I want to wrap it up right now with the offensive issues. 2 weeks in a row, they can't run the ball. And Joe Mixon told us before the season that he felt like this O-line was better than the one he had last year, and he was one of the top AFC running backs. What is wrong with it? It doesn't get easier when you go face the Bills' defense either.
Well, I hate to give them an excuse, but when you get behind in football games, you're not going to call runs, and the Bengals got behind quickly. However, I say that, and when the game was close for a short period of time, the Bengals struggled running the football. I mean, Mixon had 17 yards on 11 carries. That's not good. The Bengals, they have struggled since day one of the preseason running the football, and it's trickled on to the regular season. You practice how you play, and the practice games, the running football was bad, and into the regular season, the running football is bad. So they need to get that problem rectified, because right now it's not looking too good, and he's not getting the running lanes that he got a season ago.
I mean, and the San Francisco defensive line really, really did some work against run defense. You got to give credit to the defensive line there for the Niners. I mean, we talked about it, you know, in the preseason and during training camp. We expected that Joe Mixon was going to be the focal point and the fulcrum of this offense. We haven't seen it through 2 weeks. You know, Andy Dalton, you know, threw for 311 today, 42 times. Yes, to your point, Tyler, they were playing from behind, so it kind of required him to do that. But, you know, 2 weeks now, 50-plus passes the first week, 42 attempts mm-hmm. in week two. That's a lot of passing for, you know, any team, but particularly for this Bengals team that really needs to establish some kind of running game. I don't know if the offensive line can get some more push. You know, they're going to have to figure out maybe some trickeration. I mean, seriously. Just to kind of get, you know, it's like, again, like when a basketball player is struggling to find his shot and they go and, you know, he goes up he sees the ball go in the hoop a few times for a couple of easy layups. Maybe they need whatever the equivalent is for football for a running back. So we'll see what they can do week three against the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, defenses are clearly focusing on Joe Mixon because they know that he's their best player on offense. But to your point, I know we talked about this game. One of the matchups was the defensive lines, the battle of each defensive line on each side of the football. And the 49ers defensive line thoroughly dominated this game. They got pressure on Andy Dalton. They contained the running game, and they were dominant.
Plenty to dissect as the week goes on, and we're going to get to that and look ahead to the Bills week three on the road. What's online right now, Tyler?
Well, if you want to read my takeaways piece talking about how dreadful the Bengals were today, I'm honestly telling the truth and breaking down the game how I saw it, and it was ugly. There are some fixable mistakes. The Bengals had a lot of miscues, so go on Cincinnati.com, and I have my takeaways from the Week 2 blowout.
Win or lose, one thing I can guarantee, we have a beautiful photo gallery up. Our guy Kareem back here in Sam Green. All of our photographers killing it online. So you're going to want to go check that out, Cincinnati.com. Again, follow us on Twitter, ENQ Sports, even on the gram, ENQ Bengals. More to come this week on the BBP. We'll be back.
See ya.